Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 3/22/2019. If there are any watchwords, it's not transparency, as Chuck Schumer says, because what we're going to do, or what we should do, what President Trump should authorize for them to do, is to give everybody a one-way bus ticket from every single one of the DHS Border Patrol facilities that are having to release this weekend thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants, of illegal aliens who are here under the guise of what? Under the guise of, you know, getting in because you've been unfairly treated in your country. Well, no G.I. Sherlock, you know. Because I'll tell you, they're all coming for the jobs. Now, there are millions already in the United States that are here illegally, many of which overstayed the visas, many of which just snuck on in, and all of this kind of stuff. But, oh, no, it makes no difference about any of that, you see. But if we send them all to Nancy Pelosi's town, where her compound is at, up there in the wine country somewhere, I believe, isn't it? And if we send them to Chuck Schumer's neighborhood and give them free, give them a voucher from the delicatessen on the corner, maybe they will get the idea that there is an emergency. Meanwhile, Mueller supposedly has given the report over to William P. Barr. But all of this stuff, I'm going to tell you, all of this is going to be an attempt to put the genie back in the 1959 or 61 or 62 bottle. Wouldn't you really rather worry about if the surf is up, or if, you know, your dual quad carbs are putting out all the horsepower you can get? Wouldn't it be nice, you know? Oh, but of course, we can't have any factory jobs for you. We can't do that anymore, you know, because we got to get rid of Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this stuff is so goopy and so crazy. But the watchword is food and water purification. Millions of animals now dead, you know, in South Dakota, in Nebraska and Iowa and Missouri, Illinois. I mean, did you see the Rulo River there? They had drones up. Fox had drones there and had some over on the Rock River in Illinois. Well, I'll tell you what, I bet the old Rulo River Club got flooded out, where all the boys go up and do their duck and goose hunting up there on the corner of Missouri and Nebraska, you know. And if anybody has ever seen the movie years ago of Patrick Swayze, where he's the bouncer at a tough country nightclub in Missouri, you know, him and Sam Elliott. Well, that's based upon, loosely upon, the towns up in there near Rulo and that part of Missouri up in there, and what was called the Bully, the local Bully. And then the guy that took out the Bully, basically, took him out downtown, and they just disposed of him. And even the state trooper who happened to be there, just sort of decided to look the other way, although the that area now is a lot better off, okay? But the Rulo River Club used to be a lot of places where they used to have a little fun with the old goose and duck hunters, and I hope it isn't burnt out or flooded out. Anyway, and I've never been there. I just know about people who have. Anyway, so the fact of the matter is we got all this flooding. Well, we talked about last night when I got bumped off the air after talking about it was the fact that, you know, we had the Deer Park scenario of the chemical plant, which now is reactivated with benzene and all of that. And then I said, it looks like we had a tit for tat China chemical plant explosion, which was probably caused by a tectonic-type weapon or some electromagnetic weapon or what's called a Tesla howitzer. And that caused a fire, and then that is just rolling, and there's, you know, 40, 50 people dead over there. And at the same time, let's see here what else we got going. We got Cyclone Trevor, the largest ever evacuation underway in Australia's Northern Territory. State of emergency declared. Now on the coastline of Africa, there's been a huge tornado and cyclone and everything that destroyed a large part of it, and they want us to come and help, you know. Well, tell them to go get Europe, you know. Tell them to go get Europe or Red China. Red China should help because China owns all of Africa. But now here's another one, you see. Strongest hailstorm in 30 years ravishes Yunnan province in China, Jinping County. And the hailstorms, you got pictures of it. It was on March 19th, and the hail is like 2 to 3 feet deep, and they look like... Of course, they give it in millimeters and centimeters and all that stuff, but they look what I would describe to be as like the ball that's used to you was when girls used to play jacks, you know, or something like that, or looks like a little scoop, one of those little scoops that you'd scoop a melon out, or those little scoops of round ice cubes, you know. And this stuff is like 2-3 feet deep. I mean, the cars, everything, it just pummeled the roofs. Even the tile roofs are destroyed. I mean, it's pretty good. Well, guess what? Do we not have flooding in the middle of the United States? Do we not have tons of snow? Did I not talk to you about a few weeks ago when I told you that they had re-stripped out some of the layers, apparently, of the Mimic? And, you know, so you could at least see some of the pulses. And I told you, pulses were coming that were creating the big snowstorms and stuff in the United States coming out of China and out of Russia. Okay? So anyway, let's just see something here. I'm gonna take a quick look on air right now, and we'll just see what we got. We're gonna go to let's see here. Mimic TPW, huh? All right, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. And let's go to the old domain here. We'll go to North Atlantic because we got some stuff going on up there, don't we? Okay, if we look at the North Atlantic, you can see the what's going on, but you can see where the pulse is coming from. You got a big counterclockwise or clockwise pulse, huge amounts of energy at the equator. That's to stabilize this planet right now. And I think that's the fallen angels. But there are also other pulses coming. Ah, yes. I see pulses coming in Africa. Yeah, and that's where the stuff has been going on. Okay, so there you go. That's that. Now let's look over here and see if we can see anything on. And this is at what? tropic.ssec.wisc.edu. That's basically the Mimic TPW version 2M. Okay, so let's see here. I'm going to go domain, and I'm going to go see what we're doing, if we can see anything on the East Pacific here, huh? Or the West Pacific. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. U.S. is hitting back. That looks like there's a big construct there that's popping down right in the upper right center construct that's trying to prevent that from hitting us. Okay. Okay. People, if you need to figure this out, go to Mimic. Look, you can watch it. The weather war is on. A war is already ongoing, but it's the fourth generation war. It's the weather war, the tectonic war, the financial war, the cyber war. But let's read right here. And this is from which was from U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen from a few years ago. And he warns about eco-terrorism using scalar electromagnetic weapons. You can look all this up. U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen. So he says, others in parentheses terrorists are engaging even in echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate. Oh, climate change, whereby they can alter the climate, set up earthquakes, set up volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our counter-terrorism efforts, Defense Secretary William Cohen, 1997. The Secretary of Defense of the United States confirmed that there are indeed novel types of electromagnetic weapons right now and have been for some time, which have been and are being used to initiate earthquakes, engineer the weather and climate, and initiate the eruption of volcanoes. Oh, now here, this is back from years ago. He wrote about the exact use of weaponry decades ago. Several nations now have such weapons. Three of them, two of them on one side and the other on a hostile side, are even firing practice shots into Western Australia as a convenient test range. Now, here's from Tesla howitzers and weather mode, how to make weather. Engineering the weather is duck soup. They tested that over the U.S. in 67 and entered upon continuing operations over North America on July 4, 76. as a grim kind of KGB bicentennial gift to the U.S. Here's how it's done with several interferometers. First, interferometers can deliberately make high-pressure areas cool the air so it shrinks and its footprint pressure on the ground increases because its density increases. And low-pressure areas, you heat the air so that expands and its footprint pressure on the ground decreases because its density decreases. So you make your own highs and lows when wind wishes to, and then judicially and then somewhat slowly moves them along a given path. These highs and lows will entrain the jet streams and thus steer the weather. And that's old school, because they have even more weapons. They have tunneling lasers, all kind of stuff, plasma type weapons. They got everything under the sun. But you can do it with this, and this was being talked about. Okay, it also talks about how they can use these. A bazooka-sized scalar electromagnetic pulse weapon can also be used to knock out a tank with one shot or pulse. They can also take out helicopters. As in when I reported to you a few years ago in Navarre Beach, the two U.S. Military helicopters were exposed and engulfed in a green fog sort of over the beach area there, and one powered out and broke free, and the other one got caught up, and then all this green fire and plasma stuff got into it and took it down and crashed it into the water. Navarre Beach, look it up. Crash of military helicopters. Mysterious crash. Green fog. Those are all your little, what do you call them, hashtags or number signs, all that stuff. Now, it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of other things going on, like as we were talking about. I mean, there's 500,000 or 1,000,000 calves. I forget the exact number. But just hundreds of thousands of animals are dead. And you cannot process any of that meat, and you cannot take corn or beans or wheat or barley or anything that's in the ground, or, you know, that's there. You cannot do anything with it. And then they're not going to be able to plant in time because the ground is flooded or inundated. And then not only that, in some of these farming areas, in the grain elevators, they had 2 years, 2 years crop there waiting for better prices and for the Red Chinese to buy again or something like that. So they had 2 years of prices and they could not truck it out because the roads were gone already too quickly. You get what I'm saying? So, in terms of that, ladies and gentlemen, the whole game is on. Now, the other night, we found something interesting was that NETC network, which are the private network that monitor radiation fluctuations with a whole lot of private devices all over the country. Some of them may be controlled by the state or the county or whatever. Others by private individuals or scientific research facilities, that kind of stuff. And they report in that NETC, and we watch that a lot. Old B&B watched that all the time for the old hawk. And I check it out, and there's all kind of stuff where we see anomalies where it looks like whenever you see a large number of these, like, the majority of all of them in the country go down and they're not reporting. That seems to be at a time when nuclear weapons are being moved by the United States government or military and put on different transports or put on aircraft or, you know, taken by train or by truck to the beach to go on to ships or wherever they're going to go. And consequently, all of that being redistributed around the country in preparation, I would submit or surmise or proper or not proper, but you know, just suspect that that is for preparation for war. And I'm not talking about, you know, some little thing. I'm talking about an all-out, you know, talking about Gog Magog war and all that kind of stuff, developing into a worldwide deal, you know. That will be then, of course, the man of peace will put a stop to it, and probably with the help of the space buddies. Of course, they will arrive and say, oh, your Messiah has brought them, you know. They'll say, Jesus sent us. You go over in other areas, they'll say that Buddha sent us. They'll go over to other areas, they'll say, oh, well, Krishna or Brahma or somebody sent us. Or they'll go, you know, into Red China and they'll say, well, your ancient ancestors sent us. Or whatever it might be, okay? There'll be something that stops the war, but this war is going to happen at some point here. And then there's going to be a peace, and then the AC, which, you know, you just kind of wonder if old Joker Tut is still not bucking for the job, you know. He's meeting, you see, with all of the freshman Democratic Congress people, giving them the rah-rah charge, you know. Let's go! Let's go communism! Hey, hey! Let's go Luciferianism! Hey, hey! I'm the Joker Tut, maybe your AC. And Ocasio-Cortez, you know, and all that. AOC. Oh, that's kind of interesting. AOC, AC, you know. Oh, well, maybe the AC is an equal opportunity, you know. Or maybe that's a, officer in charge, AC's officer in charge or something. You just have to sort of laugh because I'm just so tired of, I'm teed off and ticked off. And the only thing I can tell you is that don't look and get caught looking and watching the paint dry. You remember when the movie Hoosiers, you know, Gene Hackman and even old Shooter, you know, when Shooter had the game. And basically they said, now you do the picket fence and all that, but, you know, buddy, you take so-and-so, but then do not get caught watching the paint dry. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to tell you what. You need to continue to prepare water purification. How many water systems and wells are polluted now in the Midwest? How many were polluted in the Carolinas and in Florida? Okay. How many in Houston, Texas, and all along the Texas Gulf Coast and up in there by my friends in the Crossroads? Hello to all the law enforcement in the Crossroads area. God bless you, and y'all mind your P's and Q's, and then go by your facilities, your oil storage facilities, your chemical plants, your railroad terminals and crossings, your anhydrous ammonia stations along the railroad, all those kind of things. You better set a little bit extra time to make a few going around deals tonight. You might also put some cameras up yourself, you know, one of those kind of proactive kind of a policing kind of a things, and take a look and see what you see and see if you see any red Chinese sneaking around down in your area. Because the war is on, boys and girls, I'm telling you. And all those down there, you keep your powder dry and you stay in the game for the Lord Jesus, and you stay in the game for the Bill of Rights and for America, all right? So the catastrophic flooding, we could have it for months. Do you think that that might cause some problems with food? I think it will. And then it looks like we've got other, as I told you, all kind of other things ongoing of a weather war, scalar war, interferometers popping everywhere, which way, right? Let's just look at Australia for a domain here. Oh, boy, you should see the big cyclones. Let's see if we can see where they're coming out of. Well, big energy coming down and across. Ah, Yeah, you have to watch that. If you watch that for a while, you'll see where they're coming from. But somebody already created them, so you won't always see the pulse as it's doing it, because they don't have to necessarily stand there and pulse it once they create it. So as far as that goes, ladies and gentlemen, we are, you know, in a situation where it's just like, it is just like the old movie Flash Gordon, where the evil, you know, the evil Emperor Ming is up there in his spaceship, and he's got pictures of different parts of the Earth, and he pushes a button, and he creates a hailstorm over here, a tornado over there, a tsunami over here, a cyclone over here. And then if you fast forward to about a year or two ago, the Geostorm movie. If you have not seen the Geostorm movie, then you should see if you can get a hold of a copy or find it online, or, you know, if you're still somewhere, you can't rent the tapes anymore, you know, I guess kind of miss that a little bit, you know, but if you can get a CD or a DVD, of it, you'd be well off to read it. And hello to my old kudzu brother down there in the state of Alabama, Mr. F and S, God bless you. And I'll tell you, the boys in Alabama are buying ammunition, and I know that, and the boys in Alabama are also stockpiling some canned goods, I guarantee you. They're doing a little hunting and probably canning some of their own, too. Now, the ongoing thing is, it's like the Illuminati have kicked in, you know what I'm saying? Because we're getting attacks and stuff everywhere. Now, there's this way and that way, the other way, but at the same time, you see the hand of Lucifer, because Lucifer wants total chaos on the planet. He wants all the countries in an uproar and ready to go to war. And Lord Jesus told us about that. We talked about all of that. We talked about, you know, famines. We're still talking about that tonight. If you do not avail yourself and go get some canned food, and I'm talking about figure out, let's say, let's just take a quick rule of thumb from, you know, somebody like Old Hawk, okay? You know, a simple guy, you know, he's not the genius like so many people in the podcast world are, you know? But Old Hawk, you know, let's say that you got about $2 a can for, you know, like, I don't know, chunky soup. Is it $2.50 or even $3? Let's just say it's $3. Just round it up, okay? And if you got one of those as a ration for a day for each person, okay? If you had two, that would be real strong. But if you just had one, okay, you got a family of four, can you figure it out? All right. Well, you got Rover the dog, don't you? All right, well, all right, so just add another one for Rover, okay? So, let's say you got five, and they're $3 each, okay? Then a ration per day would be $15, wouldn't it? Now, that's fairly expensive, but if you look at a meal at McDonald's, it really isn't. If you even look at what you got to pay for meat and stuff, it really isn't. That's not all that untoward if you're having one good meal a day. Now, if you could add in some of the shakes, like from InterHealth Botanicals, the meal replacement powders, the vegetable organic protein shakes, the Inner Food, which is a green drink, but it has all the basic nutrients in it. But if you drink a shake or two, you've got the basic nutrients to stay alive. And then if you have one big meal, or you split it into two smaller, particularly if you've got and put back rice, which is another inexpensive item. You could go to Costco, Sam's, you know, somebody you can get it from the, you know, in the cans, whichever you want to do. But rice, you can get a big 20-pound bag or whatever. And incidentally, the white rice will last longer. It's not as nutritive value as, say, like the darker colored rice, you know, what's that called, the basmati and that kind of stuff out of India and out of, you know, the East, you know, that kind of thing. But if you get just even canned goods, you're going to be able to continue on the path. So $15 a day, okay, for five people. Throw in some rice. If you got some other items that you've stored, then all the better. But that, you see, will keep you and take you down the road. Chunky sirloin burger, Progresso beef barley, minestrone soup, whatever it might be, you know. Steak and potatoes, ham and pea soup, whatever the variety or taste of your choice would be. Some people also like to get like Chef Boyardee or that kind of stuff too. And those are very good. You got meat and you got pasta. It does not have the vegetable component in it. So that's why I like the chunky soup and go that way. But you could also get Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's beef chunks, Yoder's pork chunks. Yoder's bacon is incredible. You get bacon in a can that lasts you, you know, and all these chunk stuff lasts you 20 years. You should get and avail yourself while there still is time to get some of this. Even one case of it will be a blessing. Anything that takes you down the road another day, or another week, or another month, or another 3 months, another year, anything that you can go down the road with for your family will be a blessing to you. And if in a couple of years it all goes, you know, happy days are here again, and you're making $57 an hour, but prices went down, and everybody, you know, only 3% of the people in the United States aren't working, okay? And you can change jobs anytime you want, and everything is hunky-dory, and everybody in the Congress gets along, and we sing songs at night, you know, on the TV. If you get that kind of stuff, well, then donate it to the other 3%, and you're free and clear. Or just put it out for the livestock, you see? You talk about how much snow that hasn't melted in the mountains. Old there's an old guy, let's call him Crazy Horse. You know, that's a kind of a nebulous term, you know, and Crazy Horse. But let's say that he's up in the mountains up there. And, you know, he's up on one area on the side of a hill or a mountain. He looks over and there's a valley. And that valley is completely filled with snow. But there's been a little bit of melt. And so on the other side of the hill, he can see his steel targets have just popped back up. Well, last night I was talking about people being able to hit something from a long distance off and then pay it no never mind and go back to feeding on elk steak or chunky sirloin burger or Progresso beef barley soup and eating a little bit of pilot bread or a cracker or something that you got saved back. And so he went out there and I think he dinged a few targets from across the valley to the other mountain across the way. And I believe he was able to hit a few. So that's something in your spare time you can be doing right now. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Friday for you to be woke because there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive2, that's the numeral 2, thrive.net. And I'll tell you what, Inner Health Botanicals has got, you know, real good meal replacement. And so if you want something that will give you all the basic nutrients, then by all means, avail yourself of them. You can go to enerfood.com, innerfood.com, or you can call them at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And I will tell you what, put back all you can get. You can get the bricks of the inner food, which are, you know, like the freeze-dried bricks. You can get those, and I'll tell you, that's not a bad way of transporting and getting it. But any way you do, get some of that and help you stretch your long-term storage food out. An ideal amount would be for everything. What's the time of the Great Tribulation? 3.5 years? Now, a lot of people out there can't put 50 cents together, and I understand that. Believe me, I understand that completely. Can't put enough to put it together to even buy anything. But you can usually buy one more can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup or something a week. You can maybe get you another small bag of rice or even Uncle Ben's rice or whatever it might be and put that back, but you got to put it to where it doesn't get wet, okay? A lot of box food, and this is from a good, remember that really brave grandma who fought off the meth head and called on the Lord Jesus? When he was inside her car trying to grab her purse, she said, "Oh no, Lord Jesus, help me now." And at that precise moment, the Lord sent a white guy who had been a prison guard for like 25 years, sent a black man, an Hispanic man, and they all grabbed the white guy, the old prison guard, grabbed the meth head out of the car, body slammed him down, and he had the meth head buck strength. So then all three of the men jumped on him and held him till the cops came. That nice grandma, who also had some family that almost had some trouble getting abducted in Florida and these doggone, all-night grocery stores and stuff, just going to get something, a little something later in the evening, you know? And they had people, I read it to you on air. Well, I'm going to tell you, this nice lady had a lot of boxed items stored, and the boxes got wet in the flood that should have never ever happened in Jacksonville, you see. Yet it did. Now, her canned stuff survived for the most part, but she lost a lot of the boxed items. So I'm going to tell you, other people are canning their own things in the jars, the stuff canned in the jars and in the cans, probably made it out A-OK if it didn't burst and if there's no opening or cut or whatever in the can, you see. Now, a lot of people tell you, well, hey, suppose the labels come off, how do you know what's in it? Well, that's a surprise, but you can also mark them with indelible marker on the outside of the can, okay? You can peel your own label off if you want. You can use a permanent black marker and put on there, you know, Chef Boyardee or Chunky Soup, Chunky Sirloin Burger or Chunky beef and potatoes or whatever it might be. Or whatever you want to please and do it. But if you need to get you some food and you need to keep doing that. And I know it sounds boring. It's not elusive or wonderful like, you know, 14 dimensions of this and that came down. And I was able to go through it. You know, all of that stuff can happen. But at this point in time, when the Lord Jesus is telling me to stay on these things, and all around I see the wars, rumors of wars. I see the fact that volcanoes are starting to blow. I see pestilence, famine, disease everywhere. You know what I'm saying? When I'm seeing and looking here, here's Tyson. Recalls more than 34 tons of contaminated frozen chicken strips. 34 tons of contaminated frozen chicken strips. Tyson Foods. Another great gentleman out of Arkansas, friend of Slick Willie and Hillary in the day. And here again, we got the Ebola outbreak in the Congo is now spread to the major city of Bunia, okay? That's B-U-N-I-A, Bunia, okay? And this outbreak is now going, and then we also see one of the pharmaceutical big pharma companies had a big boost in their stock in the last few days because their new Ebola vaccine is almost ready to go. Now, I guess we'll have to give that to all children by the age of 3 months or something. I don't know. Or we got to give it to every school kid at kindergarten, or we got to give it before you go to first grade, or whatever we're going to do. Now, is this going to be what Brother Quayle talked about years ago, the initial vaccine? A lot of people would die from it. And then when the disease came around, was introduced, it didn't protect you from it either. So they say, oh, we goofed up. We need to give you the second part of a vaccine, a new vaccine, or the second part. Well, that's to get all the people that the first one didn't kill. Because Lucifer wants blood sacrifice. He wants to take your family, your children. He wants to grind you. And he only wants about 500,000 people or 500 million on the entire planet, which means about 6.5 billion need to die for the aggrandizement and for the power, because Lucy figures he's going to steal your souls, you see. Now, did I not tell you that when I read to you out of, you know, Luke 21, you know, where Jesus says not a hair on your head will be, you know, touch, because in your patience possess ye your souls. If you give your soul up and you give up and you give in to the Lucy, it's like laying down on the road and letting them pop you in the back of the head. Wouldn't it be better to fight the sons of bucks straight up, eye to eye, tooth to tooth, nail to nail? Wouldn't it be better to try to sneak attack them with a low kick to the knee or something like that? And if they shot you, so what? You lay down on the ground, they're going to pop you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Russians, the U.S. is doing tests of SM-3 Block 2A interceptor missiles. They're going to be used against intercontinental ballistic missiles. You see, but those will not, they're talking about testing in the future. If this war goes, this thing's going to go with pretty quick here now. It ain't going to be in the future. Now, these things can probably hit something, but they ain't going to hit a hypersonic. Now, they could use the scalar interferometers, which they don't want to tell you about. They could use lasers, which they don't want to tell you about, to hit some of this stuff, or they could throw up a net, in a sense. But the Russians, be that as it may, are going to take all necessary, you know, against the United States when the United States starts testing these. Now here, Russians, are they stupid or are they dumb? You know, stupid, dumb, I guess they are, huh? Russia buys, listen to this, 1 million ounces of gold in February. And this is from Goldcore. It was at ZeroHedge.com. So the Russian central bank reserves of gold keep going way up. China's do too. So Russia added another 31.1 tons to its gold reserves in February. And you see, we're having a worldwide recession. If you read Drudge, you look and you see that there's potential for it. And of course, the Federal Reserve joker, you know, he had to kill the economy for Trump because he's taking orders from the head Luciferians, the big bankers. And now even Jamie Dimon, did you see him on air talking about he was appeasing, Ocasio, Comrade Ocasio, you know, Cortez. Even old mighty, I know where I saw it. I saw it this morning with Richard Payne on the Fox telling the other hosts there of the show this morning about how, and he showed a picture, like a video of Jamie Dimon sort of knuckling under to this new thing. And he said on J.P. Morgan's crawl and their news site on their website, everything was there, this the thing of the woman and minorities and this, and how we're here to do that and here to this because of Ocasio-Cortez. It's gone after J.P. Morgan. Well, you see, they're going to let all that play because that, you see, socialism is what grinds the middle class and the business class and everybody down. And then they can take all your money, and then Ocasio-Cortez can be a comrade or a commissar, you see, and she'll still get to ride first class on the planes and take the SUVs and have the little dasha outside of, in Jersey, where all food comes from, right? New York City. You ask a guy in New York City where the food comes is Jersey, you know? Okay. I've lived in New York years ago, so I know about that. I lived on a budget, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I didn't have money back then. Now, what else is Russia doing? South of the Sun newspaper. Russia is building a ground force of killer robots, including deadly swarm of cat-sized bomber drones and self-driving tanks. So they're already going for the robot force. The Chinese are going for it. And the Chinese have already got, including all of their reserves and such, they've already got 200 million man army when you include the reserves and the local cops, the local militias, that kind of stuff that they can muster up. But then they're also going to the AI, and you got the head of the Marine Corps, the head of Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying that Google is cooperating with the Red Chinese and all that technology is going to the Chinese Army, to the PLA. And Google says, oh, no, we're just making children's books. Bravo Sierra, or Pinchar, Pin-K, or whatever your name is. Sundar pinched up the, you know what? And meanwhile, the Pentagon is using Amazon and Bezos, you see. Oh, they tweaked him, you know, with the marriage deal and all of the, sorted affair. And they've got that tweaked through the brother-in-law, you know, and paid him $200,000 for the stuff. But you see, now the Pentagon is going to the Amazon cloud. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. If you do not own a firearm at all, then you got to buy at least one. If you're only going to buy one, then I would make it a 12-gauge pump shotgun, okay? You can probably buy one used or get one from an Uncle Joe or Grandpa Bill or whoever, or one of them SIG grannies, you know, one of them old 90-year-old women who's got 17 guns and she smokes the old Camel or Lucky Strike without the filter. And she's the one that when the burglars came in, she drilled her butt and dropped them dead duck on the back porch, you know, and then went and ate her breakfast, you know. If you got somebody that you can get, see if you can get a pump shotgun or any kind of a shotgun 12 gauge or 20 if that's all you can find. If you only get one item, but that 12 gauge pump would work. And then you need number 4 buckshot is real good. Double aught's great, but number 4 is good for in close. And you need some birdshot as well, so that you could maybe hunt or knock down a squirrel or take down a duck or quail or pheasant or whatever. No hawks, okay? So that you could eat possibly in the future. If you've got already one firearm, say that you've got a shotgun or maybe you've got a handgun, then put the other two items in there. Get a handgun, which revolver or semi-automatic, just fine. A Glock, Sig Sauer, Ruger, whatever it is, Taurus, whatever you do, get something good. You can also find used ones at a good local gun store and ask them to help you to get it. You know, tell them, hey, I need to buy one. I'm a little old lady or I'm a little old guy and I just need to get something that's good and I need to trust you to tell me that this is going to fire okay and may I test it before we try it, make sure it works good and on your range or whatever. But you need to get that. If you've got the handgun and you've got ammunition, now when you say, well, do I need a box or two? If you could get, ideally, a minimum of 1,000 rounds for every firearm you had, that would be a minimum because you might have to fight for quite a while against people. And the old story is, if you've still got, cap and ball and are ready to rock and roll, even in the old days, in the cowboy days, you've got ammunition, you can put fire downrange and, just like Jim Bowie and his buddies who were out looking for silver on the Llano, looking for the old lost San Saba mine, and they came across a whole bunch of Apaches, and they dropped about 80 Apaches, who then the rest of the Apaches retired, They lost one of theirs. Buried him at Calf Creek, but then it really wasn't where the battle was, what I'm starting to find out. Now, that's a digression. Handgun, revolver, or whichever is easiest for you. Could be a 357 Magnum, which is great because then you can shoot 38 or 357. That's just an idea. You can also get a 9mm or a 45 caliber or a 40 caliber, Glock, I like Glocks because you can shoot them 500,000 rounds and usually without any feeding problems, They're easy to take apart. There's no safety on it, but be that as it may, you might get that. There's also some good lesser expensive Tauruses and things such as that and Rugers that you can pick up. And you can pick up used ones of all these types for, usually quite a good price. Now, a rifle. The rifle that has killed more people in the world militarily is a Kalashnikov, You cannot really, you don't want to get or try to buy illegally an automatic weapon. You want a semi-automatic AK variant. And they are not the most accurate in the world, but they're accurate enough. And they have plenty of firepower, 7.62 by 39, with an abundance of ammunition out there. The other type that I would recommend besides that would be an AR-15 type, semi-automatic, or an M4. That's the new designation, a little bit more of a carbine size, and you can get those fairly inexpensively. And while they're going to try to take all of that away, don't you think that you maybe want to get one in honor of the Second Amendment and the real reason they were put in the hands of patriots in the first place? And then you've got a nice array. If you also have more than one family member, more than one person can be armed. I then would tell you that water purification, like Berkey's, Pure Water Filters, all the different high-quality ones, particularly something that will take out viruses, bacteria, and, parasites, all of it, plus chemicals, and plus some radiation that gets taken out. Oh, another good gun that you can use that some people like is a Taurus Judge, where you can either use a 410 shotgun shell or a 45 long Colt in the same cylinder, either one. That's not bad, although push comes to shove, I'd rather have something where the ammunition was plentiful, because we're not going to be able to go get 45 long Colt all the time, but that's a real powerful snake gun, that's for doggone sure. If you can put back the ammo for it, then by all means do so. But a 223 M4 AR-15 type rifle with a high degree of accuracy and fairly easy to shoot. But the peasant's gun, the dumb Russian peasant's gun, the African guy who's going to take it out in the Sahara, or the guy who's going to throw it in the snow or in the mud puddle and come up and, you know, shoot with no problem. It's the AK, it's the Kalashnikov. And I'll tell you what, not the most accurate, but I'm going to tell you what, they ain't inaccurate either. Because all the stuff happens, for the most part, you know, well within the range of those firearms, okay? If you want to reach out and touch somebody, then you're going to need the 30-06 deer rifle with a good scope, or the 308 with a good scope, or like old Mickey Lapua, or the Mossad, okay? Their snipers use 338 Lapuas with a good heavy scope. Now, if you got all kind of money, then you can get one of Ronnie Barrett's specials and load up on 50 cal BMG. Then by all means, do it, because this is a country where the Second Amendment still applies. Anybody who's got those has got something that can stop a truck or a car dead duck by going through the radiator, you see, and pop right up into the old engine block. But for the most part, if the only thing you could get rifle-wise was a 22 long rifle, say a Ruger 10-22, then by all means get one of those. Maybe Uncle Joe's got an extra one of those, or Grandpa Bill. Because I'm going to tell you what, you get that, you get you a sharp K-bar knife. I tested my old K-bar up here the other night, which just sits real close, you know, with the sheath unsnapped. But don't go into their loose bearing knife out of fight. Keep old Hawk in the game if you can, too, all right? You can listen to last night's. That'll tell you where you can reach Fandango Rangers. I know you put it up. But mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology as a if the Chinese are going to get up to you again, then pop three torches down. Give them a little fun. Give them a little fun to set the China on fire. Russia. Vicky, baby, I want you. My doctor, he can.